Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting of Monday, January 24th, 2011. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. Gosh, a lot of people here. I mean, you know, I came back, I saw a full house, and I said either something special is happening or we got the fortune tellers on the agenda again. One of the two. And then I saw something special is happening tonight. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by Stake President Michael D. Cooley of the Mesa, Arizona Stake, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He'll be followed by Garrett Glover, brother of nephew, see? Too many Glovers, okay. Garrett, you're his brother tonight, okay? Who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge?
Our beloved Father in heaven, we're thankful tonight to be able to come together in this occasion. We're grateful for the beautiful community in which we live, that of Mesa, and for our founding fathers who have given this beautiful city to us. And we pray that we may be able to care for it as they have. We pray that thy spirit would be here tonight as we're able to witness the swearing in of these individuals who have been called. And we're grateful, Father, for the privilege to witness this, and are grateful for this community in which we're able to live and witness the things that are happening here that will bless the families here in this area. We pray a special blessing upon our youth, that there may be goodness in their hearts. We may be able to care for them and prepare them for this next generation. We pray that they'll be honest in all that they do, and as they look forward to being the next adults and citizens in this community. And as we are able to witness this swearing in, we pray, Father, a blessing upon the city council and our mayor, all those others who support and strengthen this great cause. May thy spirit rest with them. The decisions and the directions that they take this city will be in harmony with thy teachings. We love thee, Father, and grateful for this occasion. Pray that thy spirit would be with us tonight. May we have a feeling of unity, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, President Cooley and Garrett. Please be seated. Before we move on, I'd like to recognize a couple of very special people who have joined us this evening. We have State Senator Rich Crandall there in the back, Rich. And we also have from our favorite neighbor to the east, Mayor John Insulaco from Apache Junction. Mayor, thank you so very much for being here. And if I missed anybody, if I didn't announce you, raise your hand. Come on, where's everybody? Right. Oh, former council member Ross Farnsworth is here. Thank you, Ross, for being here and for your service. And the rest of you look familiar, but you don't look important, so we won't answer. come on, that was a joke.
You got to run again.
Ooh, yeah. All righty. Well, it's now my honor and privilege to introduce a man who I have known for almost 40 years, and since we're the same age, and I guess within just a couple months of each other, and I've had the distinct privilege of having sit by my side for the last 2.5 years. Kyle has been a friend, a confidant, and just a rock, just a joy to work with, and it's been a real privilege of mine to work with Vice Mayor Kyle Jones. So Kyle, microphone is yours.
Thank you, Mayor, and my wife warned me that I better speak longer than is my normal habit because I have a tendency to speak very briefly, and I guess that's probably a trademark or a favor to a lot of people that I don't speak long, but she practically threatened me that I better take a little more time tonight than normal. The time is here. It's been 8.5 years, something I didn't really think about 8.5 years ago. And why 8.5 years? Well, the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, a few years ago, decided to force us to change when we hold elections. And in doing so, everyone sitting on the dais right now got 7 months added to their term.
Sentence.
7 months added to your sentence, huh? Okay. Although I don't look at it as a sentence, it's truly been a privilege for me to serve the residents of Mesa, and particularly the residents of District 4. We have seen a lot of change in the city of Mesa over that time, a lot of change in the country. There's been real difficult economic times and a lot of challenges. But I'm pleased to say that the city of Mesa is in very capable hands. We're in a good place. Probably as good a place as we can be, considering the circumstances. Over that 8.5 years, as I mentioned the other night, I had to be talked into running. Politics isn't something that really interested me, and I'm not really a big fan of politics per se. But people need to get out and serve the community, and I was talked into running for council. And I'm very grateful that I did, because it has given me some experiences and given me the opportunity to rub shoulders with a lot of wonderful people, those in the city, those working with nonprofits, wonderful organizations throughout our community, people who are dedicated and committed to serving and making Mesa a better place to live. Early on in my time, we, of course, it used to be that when we would come on in June, the very first thing we did was we would vote on a budget that just seemed a little out of place. A brand new council member comes in and has to vote on a $1 billion budget, and it just didn't quite seem right. You need a little more time to work into that. So during that process, though, I had a lot of questions about the finances and where things were going as we were getting some reports and some projections for the future. That my questions were, how in the world are we going to sustain ourselves? And I requested of Mayor Hawker at the time, and he agreed with me, and we formed a citizens committee to look at all the departments. And for 19 months, those very diligent folks, there were 13 residents, and we had some council members who served on that committee, and we literally went through every department in the city, having those department heads come and sit in the hot seat and answer a lot of questions, present how they operated, how they came upon determining what their budget needs were, I insisted that it be televised so that residents of Mesa could follow along. And we came up with a lot of things to address. And last Wednesday night, I reconvened that committee, and a good number of them were able to return and join with us. One even traveled from out of state to be here to go over the things that have taken place in the city since we concluded that committee 5 years ago. And we were able to basically give them a report card of what took place and what has changed in the city. And the majority of those recommendations that were made by that committee have been in some form incorporated into the day-to-day operations of the city of Mesa. We have, again, had a big change. We have a new city manager. We have a lot of change in personnel, a lot of turnover, but we have a number of people who through the restructuring and reorganization have become stronger themselves in their positions. Some people who have been here the whole time I have been here and have worked into some different positions and responsibility, I think we've all grown together. It has also given the opportunity to be involved not just within the city, but regionally and nationally, serving National League of Cities and Maricopa Association of Governments, to serve on boards. There's been some wonderful, wonderful experiences there and a lot of learning. When I go to National League of Cities and have participated the majority of that time on the Public Safety and Crime Prevention Committee there, and this last year serving as the vice chair of that committee, we made a lot of headway in working towards improvement of public safety in our communities throughout the nation. I've learned a lot because when you are able to rub shoulders with and ask a lot of questions of people who have a lot of the same problems from all parts of the country, and yet they do things a little differently, we're able to bring things back and learn a lot and a number of things we've implemented. Likewise, my participation in the Sister Cities organization, where I've been able to work with individuals, leaders from communities literally around the world, and to learn from them and to share with them, and we've all been uplifted by that too. But most importantly, it has truly been a privilege to work with the individuals right here in our city of Mesa, the individuals I've had the opportunity to share up on the dais over the last 8.5 years. Not that we've always agreed on things, but we've always been able to come to resolutions and walk away friends. And that hasn't always been the case in councils in other parts of the valley, in other parts of the country. It's amazing to me when I read stories of how people bicker so badly and can't even speak to each other except at a meeting. And that's just not the way it should be. But here in Mesa, we've been able to do it differently, and we're able to socialize. When we go to places, we're able to interact as friends, even though we don't see everything exactly the same. And that's the way it should be. That's how local politics should be. We should be able to work together to bring resolution. And my thanks to all those whom I have served with, because I would say 99% of the time we've been able to do that. I need to give a special thanks to my wife and my family, because unless you've been up here and know the time and the dedication that it takes and the infringement on your personal time to work, family time, actually earn a living, and those who are up here can attest to that. Those who have served can attest to that. But it's worth it, because this is the community I was born and raised in. It's a wonderful community, and I was able to give back, and it has truly been my privilege and my honor to give that service. So thank you very much.
Not only has Kyle been a real mentor to me, but Amy is actually. Speaking of Amy, I remember one time I wore a very light gray suit, and with this background and my complexion, you thought I'd just come over from Bunkers. And I get home, and my wife says, "Don't ever wear that light suit again. My goodness, you look totally flush." And I came the next day, and Kyle comes up to me, and he says, "Amy has a message for you. Don't ever wear that gray suit again." So thank you, Amy. Now we get to the fun part, the swearing in and seating of council members. And we'll do this in the order of the districts. We're lucky we have 4, 5, and 6. They made it easy for me. Thank you so very much. We'll begin with our newest member of the council, and we're excited to have him, Chris Glover, Councilmember-elect Christopher Glover will be sworn in by his mom and dad, Mark and Ann Glover. So if you'd please come on up here. And Chris, if you would face Ms. Crocker over there.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Christopher James Glover.
I, Christopher James Glover.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of the state of Arizona.
Of the state of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of city councilman.
Of the office of city councilman.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And Councilmember Glover, if you'd come up and take your seat. Congratulations, and finally, it's about time.
Your term's half over.
Next, we'll have the swearing in of Councilwoman Dina Higgins, and she will be sworn in for her second term. She will be sworn in by her sons, Kyle and Sean Higgins, with help from her husband, Jack. I'm still trying to figure out what help he's going to give, but you know what? A family affair, okay.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Dina Higgins.
I, Dina Higgins.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of the state of Arizona.
Of the state of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of City Councilwoman, District 5.
Of the office of City Councilwoman, District 5.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Hey, Mr. Brady, if you could show Councilmember Higgins to her seat, please. Okay, moving on to other business. Oh.
I'm out of here.
Not, you don't get off that easy.
It's either that or 10 minutes.
Yeah. Councilmember Scott Summers from District 6 will be sworn in for his second term by his wife, Janelle.
Lovely bride.
His lovely bride.
Thank you.
Janelle. I thought she was your wife.
Thanks a lot.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Scott Christopher Summers.
I, Scott Christopher Summers.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of the State of Arizona.
Of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of City Council Member of District 6.
Of the office of City Council Member of District 6.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the City of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you for sharing him with us, Janelle.
She's boarding.
One thing that always amazes me about this country is how much we beat each other up in elections and in debates, and then when it comes to days like this, it's a celebration. Not so much of individuals, but a celebration of who we are, and a celebration that we have a very orderly transfer of authority, of power, of responsibility, and this happens at all levels. And then we start beating each other again tomorrow. But it really is a testament and a reminder of who we are and how great this country is. Because believe it or not every place in the country is like this at all levels. And we in Mesa are very blessed, as Kyle said. It's been actually a wonderful experience for me. I think some of our worst nights are better than many councils' best nights. And I hear horror stories because they just have a hard time working together. And we certainly don't agree on everything, as Kyle said, but I think there's a mutual respect up here, and I want you to know that your council really does care about this city. And more often, well, basically all the time, put the interests of the community together. It's a privilege for me to serve on a council like this. I'd now like to introduce once again and give you a chance to make a couple of statements. Start once again with Chris. Councilmember Glover, sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. The microphone is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. I think the purpose of life is to be useful, to be responsible, to be honorable, and to be compassionate. It is, after all, to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have made some difference that you lived it all. I'm here to make that difference in our community, and I'm hoping with your help that we can. I will seek out opportunities in our society in any way that I can, both in our neighborhoods and our community as a whole. It is not where you serve, but how you serve that really counts. I firmly believe that citizenship consists of service to the community. As I was sworn into this office this evening, I pledge loyalty to only one group, the good citizens of District 4 in Mesa. The city of Mesa is constantly changing with growing and changing needs. I have seen the great work that the people of my parents' and grandparents' generations have accomplished, and I firmly believe that now is the time that my generation step up and do our part in creating a future for Mesa and the United States. I hope to be the pace setter for my generation, that they'll join me in helping take part and forming our future. I will be the voice of all citizens who live in District 4. I will represent and serve you to the very best of my ability while working for the greater good of Mesa. I will continue the long tradition of building on strong conservative principles, promoting limited government, and standing fast by our Constitution. I believe that all citizens should be involved in the governmental process. An enlightened citizenry will make a difference in our communities. The test of good citizenship is participating in the political process where we can make a difference. I look forward to serving the good people in District 4, and I want to thank a few individuals. First, I want to thank Vice Mayor Jones for his service that he's rendered to our community. I want to next thank all my friends and supporters who helped me throughout my campaign and were with me every step of the way. I want to thank those teachers, some of which are here tonight, that helped shape my life and showed me of my limitless potential and helped me so that I could know what I could become. and it guided me to have success in my life. I want to thank Dean and Florian Brinkerhoff, for they were the ones who first sparked my initial interest in public service, and you've been with me every step of the way. I want to thank Julianne Miller for your hard work and dedication for the long hours that you put in for my campaign. I want to thank Linda and Cecil Ash. I couldn't have asked for better advocates for me during my campaign either. I want to thank Beth Coons, Ross, and Anita Farnsworth for your early and fervent support because it meant the world to me. I want to thank Bert, Karen, and Kayla Neptune for always being there for me. I also want to thank my siblings, most of which are here this evening with me. Eleanor and David, Mark and Melissa, Scott and Sherry, Dave and Kylie, Alicia and Adrian, Holly and Ray, and Ryan. Thank you for all your love and support that you've given me over the years and helping prepare me for politics. I want to thank my grandparents, Patricia and Harry Glover, and Dr. Eugene and Levie Swenson. Thank you for the foundation that you laid for our family and the legacy that you gave us. I want to thank my parents, Mark and Ann Glover. You were always supportive of me in everything that I wanted to do. You are my ultimate inspiration for everything in my life. And you are my twin pillars without whom I could not stand. I don't say it often enough, but I'm truly proud to be your son, and thank you for everything that you have done for me. Ultimately, I want to thank the good people of District 4 for supporting me and putting their vote of confidence in me and believing that I can do this job and while working with the mayor and my fellow council members. I look forward to working with all of you and Mayor Smith and my fellow council members to move Mesa forward and build a better community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Glover. One thing, you've got a new brother tonight. You realize that? And what did you do to prepare him for politics, for heaven's sakes? You can tell me that later. Next, we'd like to hear from Councilwoman Dina Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I want to start off by thanking my family, who you met most of already, my husband Jack, my sons Kyle and Sean, for being supportive in everything I've ever done, from welding to graduate school to running for council twice. I really appreciate their undying, continual support, even when they complain a lot along the way. They've been very supportive. I'd like to mention my amazing mother, Helen, who is currently recovering from surgery, so was able to be here this evening. But she always told me, you can do whatever you want to be. So that is where the welding and the engineering and all the bizarre things that is out of the norm for the typical girl, but I'm hoping that it becomes the norm for that anyone can do whatever they really want to be in life. I also want to thank a couple good friends that came today to support me. I don't have the audience that Councilmember Glover has, but I'd like to thank Terry Benelli for always being there and as a good friend, and my good new friends, Susan and Leo Archer, for being here tonight. Thank you very much. And I also like to thank, obviously, the wonderful people of District 5 for voting me in for yet another term. I wanted to talk about, last term was only a 2.5-year term, it was half a term, and some things move really quickly in government, and some things move really, really slowly. Things you think will take a long time are fast, and things that you think might take long move quickly. So I just wanted to share a couple of those today, and one of them was iHelp. It's an emergency lodging program for single homeless women. It went from an idea at a faith community partner meeting in a discussion to a full, fully developed operational program in just over a year's time, serving 15 to 20 homeless women per night, and this is all operated through Lutheran Social Services. Now, that's the kind of thing that I thought would have taken much, much longer to accomplish. And it was something that should have taken much shorter. Bus service has taken my entire term so far. Getting bus service to Mesa Community College Red Mount campus has taken our council, our illustrious leader on the RPTA, Councilmember Summers, 2.5 years of fighting nonstop tooth and nail to get that Power Road bus, and which you would think would be a much easier thing. And today we launched it this morning. It was very exciting. So those are the kind of fun things that you come to find out when you get into a seat like this. It's never what you expect. I just want to finish by saying, you know, the challenges in the U.S. and Mesa may be many, but the residents of Mesa are amazing. The City of Mesa staff is the most talented in the valley, and I believe the elected leadership is in place, too, to lead Mesa to the greatness it is destined for. Thank you.
Thank you. And now Councilmember Scott Summers.
Kyle, man, don't go away. You owe me a hug, my friend. It's been a real honor to and privilege to serve with you on this council for the past 4 years, my first term. I'd also like to thank his wife, Amy, after she told him to take a little bit longer to speak, because Kyle is really, he's a rock, but a man of few words. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm the opposite of Kyle. So she asked me to keep it brief. I think you're out of luck. But, and Dennis did say I need to first start by thanking my daughter, Caitlin, who's in the front row, and my wife, Janelle, who swore me in. My son would be here, but he's working, as a young man should. He's got college to pay for. So he's at the Y, making sure that everybody who swims is safe. So he's learning about service in some ways, being a lifeguard at the YMCA and an aquatics instructor as well. I want to thank my wife again for allowing me to get out of the house, although I don't think that was a hard conversation to have. She pretty much pushed me. The swearing in, we have a long history of service in the family, and I don't know if you noticed, but I don't think her eyes really gleamed down to that paper of the oath very much, because she and I have taken that oath a number of times. It started when we were just teenagers and served in the military. I've taken it for the fire service and a number of boards and commissions now. Thank you to the voters of District 6 who've allowed me to take it yet again to serve this great community. It's interesting that the conversation has had a lot of discussion about politics, because I've never thought that service on this council was really about politics, and maybe none of us do, and that's why we get along so well. But I've always thought that, and the mayor put it in the best words, that it really is building a better Mesa. And I feel that sitting on this council is about building a better Mesa. It's tangible, real things that impact the daily lives of everybody we serve. From, in my district, Broadway Road and Signal Butte, if you ever had the pleasure of driving out there after a rainstorm with their inverted crowns or poor drainage, we're fixing that. It's coming. Broadway Road's a little slower, as Dina mentioned, but we're going to have that fixed in a year, so people actually have a road they can drive on and they don't need to bring their boat with them just to get home. It's about fire stations and police stations that have needed to be built and finding a way to get it done despite the fact that we have a horrible economy. It's been about finding creative ways to provide service, like the Express Library that we're going to be opening up in my district in May, we hope. A fantastic opportunity to be innovative and to provide services that people desperately need. And of course, it's about the battles, like finally providing service to MCC Red Mountain, bus service to MCC Red Mountain and Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, which is a huge economic driver for this community. It has earned me the moniker of a West Valley mayor, of the mayor's attack dog. And I'm wearing that proudly. I would like to switch out to Mayor's attack dog if I could. But I appreciate once again this opportunity to serve, and I look forward to another 4 years of building a better Mesa. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice skipped that, didn't I? Thank you.
Well,
that's
a surprise.
I keep forgetting all this stuff. Thank you, Councilmember Summers, Councilmember Higgins, and Councilmember Glover. Get used to saying that. But I will mess your name up a few times. Don't worry about it. The next item on the agenda, it is my privilege as mayor to introduce a motion and a recommendation for the position of vice mayor. The position of vice mayor is one that's not taken lightly. You recognize that when this person who holds this office is both inside the city and certainly outside the city, that there carries with it a responsibility and a recognition that they speak on behalf of the city at that time. And so it's a very important position. And Kyle and I made a habit of meeting when we could, almost weekly after meetings, to discuss the council and to go over things. And it's one of the parts I enjoyed the most is when I was able to sit down with my vice mayor and have him counsel me and be brutally honest with me sometimes, which I always loved, because that's how good things happen, is when you have honest talks. And so we take this seriously. I would like to place in nomination and move that we approve Scott Summers as the next vice mayor. And I already see that we have a second on that motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh. And Scott has shown in his 4.5 years now someone who deeply cares about our city, who studies the issues, and who certainly brings a unique perspective. Is that how we can say it?
Very polite.
No, he's got a great background, not only in public safety, but by serving in the military. And also just what he brings to the table. And I think you find that with everyone on this council, is they bring a different viewpoint. And Scott is no exception to that, and I will be honored to have him. That's if you get the votes. But
it's going to be close.
It's going to be close as my vice mayor. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
I'm representing the former Vice Mayor's Alumni Association, and we have our newest member, Kyle, joining us tonight. And on behalf of that group, we offer strong support for your motion for Councilmember Summers to serve as Vice Mayor. I know with his experience in serving on council that he will do an excellent job in a position that is a very interesting one to hold. It has a lot of challenges. It has a lot of rewards. And on behalf of all the former vice mayors of the city of Mesa, we know he will do a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Okay, any other comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and you're it. Motion carries. Thanks to all of you for being here. We're not ending now. We do have a short meeting, a consent agenda, and so we'll call Kevin Christopher up here to read the consent agenda. And it'll probably take about 2 or 3 minutes. You can leave if you'd like, but be quick on that. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 6, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 7A has been continued. Item 7B, act on liquor license for Carrabba's Italian Grill, 1740 South Clearview Drive. Item 7C, act on liquor license for Outback Steakhouse, 1860 East McKellips. Item 7D, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, a one-day charitable event, February 4th, 2011, 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 8A, act on contract for gas meters for Energy Resources Department. Item 8B, act on contract for diesel engine parts and services for Fleet Services. Item 8C, act on contract for traffic signpost for warehouse inventory. Item 8D, act on contract for dollar limit increase for library audiobooks. Item 8E, act on contract for mobile steel library shelves for new Mesa Express Library. This is fully funded by library bond funds. Item 8F, act on contract for industrial supplies for citywide use. Item 8G, act on contract for leather work gloves for warehouse inventory. Item 8H, act on contract to purchase 7 portable flow meters for Water Resources Department. Item 8I, act on renewal of contract for ultraviolet disinfection system parts and supplies for Water Resources Department. Item 8J, act on contract to purchase enterprise storage hardware solution to replace existing storage system and provide the platform needed for the city's new City Edge financial system. Item 8K, act on contract to purchase server software for the City Edge financial system. This is funded by the City Edge project. Item 8L, act on contract for Broadway Road and 72nd Street draining improvements. This project funded with a grant from the Flood Control District of Maricopa County and the city's fiscal year 10-11 street bond capital and water bond capital program. Item 9A, act on resolution to revise criteria for the transfer of federally funded CDBG properties. Item 9B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute any and all documents to transfer property at 466 South Bellevue to the Community Asset and Resource Enterprise Care Partnership for continuation of the agency's programs and services. Item 10A, introduction of ordinance amending Title 10 of the Mesa City Code to streamline the implementation of traffic regulations. Item 10B, introduction of ordinance amending Title 11 of the Mesa City Code regarding medical marijuana dispensaries and related facilities. Item 11A, act on ordinance amending Title 1, Chapter 6 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to council committees. And item 11B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-32, 740 East Main Street, east of Mesa Drive. It's a council use permit to allow expansion of existing pawn shop. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we'd like to remind everyone that we'll have a little reception downstairs for the new council members and the returning council members. You are certainly invited to attend that. Thank you so very much for being here and supporting this city and our new council members. We really appreciate it. Have a motion to adjourn from council member, from Vice Mayor Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.